Here's a poem. The title of this poem is better than the poem, unfortunately. The poem is essentially just rather a strained comic poem. And I guess the title explains the poem pretty well. It was dedicated to Robert Bly, partly as a in support and in satire of the kind of poetry that he was writing at the time that I wrote this poem. It's called "On a Rainy Night, an Ape in Scarsdale, New York Returns a Library Book." He pulls his car under the running street-lit leaves, 2 a.m. The dashlight reddens his jaw, and his eyes, like thunder, disappear. Or I think that about apes. He gets out and slams the door, hand in hand over the olive lawn. Will his wife in New Jersey worry about the lateness of the hour or the dark invitation of trees lining roads all the way home? The lawn sighs beneath his weight. Damp circles start under his elbows and knees. At a darkened doorway, he stops. He cools his head on a stone. A book whistles down the chute. That's all? Back over the lawn, the trees look down. The moon frankly looks at this. Low moans circle his sweaty head and fly away. What if he sang? Robert, I mean this. He carried the moon like a book beneath his left arm. And before we could speak, he drives away. That might be in great retrospect, I just realized, about some kind of simian rejecting becoming human, rejecting Darwin's theory. Oh, I did send that poem to Robert Bly, and he sent back a note. He did not accept the poem. But he sent back a note, and I think it said something like, "Very interesting, although I do not understand it."